You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And of course, that's the theme for You Got a Friend in Me with the Coastal Jazz Orchestra, the Coast Jazz Orchestra. And I believe, and it's all in, I guess it's all in Japanese. I guess it's playing the version of You Got a Friend in Me. Of course, you are tuned into the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks. That's the National Campus and Radio Association Networks. I'm, of course, Kelly Rayburn on the controls, and we have Dan Yard on the show. Hello, Dan.
How's it going, Kelly?
I'm doing great. So, you got a CD here on the episode called The Human Condition. Tell me more about The Human Condition.
We want to explore the subject of cancer today, cancer research, what's going on out there. We want to know, is there a cure? Is someone hiding a cure from the public? We believe that this is what's happening, and a cure is readily available. So we're going to explore the subject today.
All right. So we'll play the clip, and we'll be right back.
It's another transmission of the human condition. If you care to listen, we're gonna state our position. We'll make the decision. There might be some bitching. It's all part of the human condition.
Welcome to another edition of The Human Condition, along the NCRA network. My name is Dan Yard. Today we're going to talk about a disease which afflicts millions of people the world over and has for a very long time. It's more of an epidemic, actually, and it grips the very core of our society. It is cancer. Why hasn't a cure been found?
I set out on this mission to petition. Right from the start, it's my submission to the position. It cuts right to the heart. It's another transmission of the human condition.
No doubt you know or have known someone with cancer. Perhaps someone in your family, in your circle of friends, or a workmate. It has taken many great people down, including many great artists and creative people of our generation and generations past. We'll explore and give homage to some of these ones as time permits on today's show. Also, we'll talk to someone who has beat cancer. Local musician, singer-songwriter Frank Soda will tell us about his personal battle with prostate cancer and what he experienced in getting a handle on his disease. Also, we'll talk about my own father's battle with prostate cancer and how he also beat the disease. Over the years, millions upon millions of dollars have gone into cancer research, and yet they claim a cure has not been found. This, even though they have found an effective working treatment for AIDS, which they said they'd never find. Why this great mystery when it comes to cancer research, and finding a cure? We're going to explore this aspect thoroughly on today's show and get to the bottom of this perplexing issue. Let me explain my own personal tragedy with regards to cancer. I lost my mother to cancer in 1993, and it was while I was sitting in the hospital waiting room at Abbotsford General Hospital, while my mother was in the next room on her deathbed, that I read a fascinating article in the Saturday Vancouver Sun that May of 1993, which explored a conspiracy theory between the Canadian federal government and the pharmaceutical companies concerning a natural herbal product found to be very effective in treating cancer. So effective, cheap, and available, in fact, that it posed a threat to the billion-dollar cancer research and treatment industry. Now, as we mentioned on our last program on diabetes, the pharmaceutical companies make millions of dollars on merely treating the symptoms of diabetes, while in fact, a cure is available and within reach of anyone who wishes to look for it. Dr. David Andrews was a diabetic for 10 years, and when he faced amputation of his legs, he decided to find a cure. He did some digging, and the information he discovered helped create the Diabetes Destroyer Program. He got rid of his diabetes. If you are strapped to a dialysis machine or stuck in the cumbersome routine of taking insulin shots with your diabetes, you can do the same, if you so choose. You can also choose to believe, as do many with cancer, if there was a cure, surely the government would tell us. There would be some big breakthrough announcement. Well, my dad told me a long time ago, there's a lot of things the government doesn't want us to know. Just like David Andrews found out, there's a lot of things the pharmaceutical companies don't want us to know. Do you believe this? Many millions suffer and die each day from cancer. Wouldn't that be a tragedy of monumental proportions if there had been a cure all along? When I say monumental tragedy, I'm referring, of course, to the many millions of lives lost to cancer, including many of our beloved artists, singers, musicians, actors, creative people who enrich our lives, people who touch our lives in special ways. George Harrison, my mentor on the guitar and one of my personal inspirations in general, with his deep religious beliefs, a lover of peace and a believer in truth, George had surgery for throat cancer in 1998 and later was treated for lung cancer and a brain tumor. He had begun plans to remaster all of his recordings but never got to complete his projects as his long battle with cancer came to an end in November of 2001 when he passed away at a friend's home in L.A. Here's some music from George Harrison on today's edition of The Human Condition along the NCRA network.
Cope with this heavy load, trying to tug.
I recently caught up with singer-songwriter Frank Soda, legendary performing and recording artist from Toronto, with 5 albums to his credit on the Quality Records label, about his own personal battle with prostate cancer. We're here with Frank Soda. Hi, Frank. How's it going, man?
Good.
Been
nice
a while. Haven't seen you.
No kidding.
We're going to talk about Frank's battle with cancer here, but first, a little background for our listeners. Frank, you're originally from BC, from Terrace.
Well, from Kitimat.
From Kitimat.
That's
from
right.
Kitimat. Okay. Now, you hooked up with glam rock performer Thor back in the 70s as his guitar player. Tell us a bit about how you ended up in Toronto and forming your own thing, your influence.
Okay, great. Well, I was just playing in BC in bands, you know, up and down, and Thor ended up seeing our band, and he said, you know, I love your stuff, because he came up from Vancouver to Kitimat, and he says, I love you guys, and maybe next time I come around, I wanna take you guys to Toronto, because you have connections, blah, blah, blah. And that's exactly what happened. So we took a train, and we ended up in Toronto, and our first a big event was he presented Kiss with their gold album at Maple Leaf Gardens.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, so he did have stuff going on at the time.
And he did have connections.
Had people interested in his show, because he used to do a wild show with Feats of Strength and with Pyro, etc., right? You know, and it was tied in with Kiss, and Kiss's manager, Bill Acoin at the time, was interested, and so that's my introduction to the whole.
So that influenced your show, because you ended up using Pyro in your show as well. You ended up in Toronto.
Yes.
You started writing your own songs. Tell us how your songs tied in with the show, how you built up you had songs like TV People. What did you do with that
exactly.
song in particular?
Well, what happened was we used to open the show for Thor. Like the Imps would go on and we'd do a set, you know. And so I had songs like TV People and things like that. And I said, geez, I'm going to put a TV album, put it on my head and blow it up
you blew the thing up off your head.
Off my head. I says, you know, TV People was about being brainwashed by television. What better way to show that by putting something on your head and blowing it up? Right?
Blowing the TV up off your head. That's very cool. So the popularity of these shows, of course, it was pretty dramatic. It was theater rock.
Oh, yes,
right?
For sure.
And then you got the deal with Quality Records. How many albums did you do with Quality?
Oh, I signed a 5-album deal with Quality Records. I only ended up doing like two actually with them, and then the other one was the original one that I had done through another company. I only ended up doing two with them, and then I ended up doing that thing with Lee Aaron, who she was in our stable, like our manager was managing
her, right.
And me, Rick Emmett of Triumph, and a bunch of other people wrote her first album, right?
You know, I see, okay.
We all got together and did that. So that was another recording I did. So it was a 5-album deal with Quality Records. I ended up doing 5 albums, but I ended up doing some on my own as well, too.
I see, okay. Yeah. Tell us how the Star Trek set ended up being part of your show there. It was in Toronto.
That's right. Well, it was on tour, the Star Trek set type, and our manager at the time, who was very ahead of his time with things like that, he said, he asked if we could go in there and shoot a little The Adventures of Soda Man, because it is what we called it, you know, just a little.
So you'd open your show, so you went into the Star Trek, the actual deck, you'd be in the captain's chair and send Soda Man, beam him down to
Earth.
To help Earthlings, to encourage them to party more.
You know, well, initially it was like, you know, I'm going to send my son to Earth to see if it can be saved. And then finally he says, no, this can't be saved. Let's just party.
Let's just party. That's awesome. So eventually, okay, you moved back to Vancouver in 89. To be close to your dad, who was ill at that time. Now, you didn't just move back. You toured across Canada.
That's right.
With an all-girl backing group.
That's right.
And what were they called again?
The Pop-Tarts.
The Pop-Tarts. And that must have been a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. They were kind of friends of mine. They had an all-girl band in Toronto, and they were getting a lot of interest, and they would come to my shows. And, you know, in Toronto, it was a kind of a community, everybody knew each other.
Yeah, you know? Right. Yeah.
And then at that time, I had done the Munch Music thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I said, let's just go out and tour across Canada. And they were there at the right time.
So you ended up back in Vancouver, did the full circle. Now, you were diagnosed with cancer. Now, which treatment did you end up choosing? How did that come about?
Yes, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And then there were so many different options, you know, whether you know, do a prostatectomy and all that stuff. And I just, I was so confused. I didn't know what to do. And I ended up being backstage with Larry Gowan at one of the shows talking about that. And he said that you should call the original bass player from Styx because he was playing with Styx.
Okay.
He says because he had the prostate cancer and he went for a procedure called high intensity focused ultrasound.
Okay.
Which they zap the tumor and the cancer out, and I opted to do that.
I see. So how long was the process? How long did it take?
You know what? I was in and out at the same day.
No kidding.
Yes.
We're going to take a short break here for station ID, and we'll be back with more on Frank Soda here.
In just a moment.
Okay, we're back with Frank.
Oops.
Frank.
Oops, this was a continuous one. Uh-oh, auto-cue. All right, yes, so we will be back in a moment. You're tuned into the special edition of The Human Condition on the NCRA Radio Network, committed with the Community Living Show here on, of course, the NCRA Radio Networks, and, of course, are part of the Contribute Show, the Vancouver version shows, on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca, and of course on Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM and streaming there on co-opradio.org. We will be back in a moment.
Carnival del Sol, an outdoor Latin fiesta at Concord Pacific Place, is returning on July 9th and 10th. Pack your summer colorful clothes and come eat, play, and live Latin America. Carnival del Sol is a two-day festival featuring 250 musicians and traditional folk dancers, a culinary show, a World Mini Cup Series soccer tournament, a fashion show, mini chef for kids, Latin American food vendors, and a beer garden. Bring the family and friends. Entrance is free. Enjoy life with Carnival del Sol on July 9th and 10th at Concord Pacific Place.
Thunderstorms. Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks. We're back, of course, talking about Dan Yard's episode called The Human Condition. Now, it sounds very interesting on the topic on the human condition. You've got more that is coming up on the CD, but tell us a little bit more that you haven't got the chance to do it on the CD.
Well, I mean, I did my research on the subject. I had a personal loss in my family with my mother, losing my mother to cancer, and then an experience later with my dad getting cancer, and had a chance to experiment with a natural herbal product that's readily available out there, it was very successful in treating my dad's cancer, and then another person in my family, and then a friend, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So doing some digging, like anybody can do, the information's available to us. So you get on the internet, you can find anything you want to know, and especially if you've got something that's very serious, seriously wrong with your body, you want to know what's going on.
All right, and without further ado, let's continue on with the CD.
Okay, we're back with Frank. Frank Soda here, Canadian rock legend. Frank, tell us about your recent trip back to Toronto now and how you reunited with your original band, the Imps.
Yeah, well, I've always kept in touch with them, you know, and we just did a kind of a reunion. They came out to play a show here at the for the Liver Society. There was a benefit, and then we ended up doing a big, you know, reuniting again. And then Thor has released a movie on his life, you know, so I ended up flying to Toronto, I mean, and doing a show there with the old band, the Imps. And then I went to New York and did a show with Thor.
Well, that's awesome. So, New York City. So, Thor, what had he been doing? What had he been doing all this time? He was in. He was obviously still doing his big shows. Now, you mentioned he went to Europe as well and did some shows with some other big acts.
Yeah, well, he has still a big following in Europe, you know.
And he does.
He plays like the Wacken Festival with Ozzy Osbourne and things like that, you know, like, so he still kind of kept that up because he kept recording and doing things.
Oh, he did, eh?
Even though we weren't together. But since he moved back to Vancouver, we started doing a lot more stuff together. I just did his last album that he did.
He's back here now in Vancouver.
Yeah, he's living in Point Roberts in across the border there.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, and that's what happened. So I started writing with him, doing little shows with him, and then when this movie was released, they did a big launch in...
okay, so he did a movie on his life.
It's called I Am Thor, and they're releasing it on
that's
on
crazy.
Netflix now, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So you have a... there are bits of you throughout his movie.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
You're part of his career.
Yeah, I was the original guitar player, and then so they followed him around for 15 years. And so they just...
Is that right?
They took a clip of me, you know, like in one part.
So it's like a documentary of his life,
yes,
pretty much. And
that's right.
With people following him. That's a great way of documenting your life if you can find someone who's patient enough to follow you around.
It was these actual people from L.A. that now they're doing like TV shows and stuff. They were young fans and... That's what happened. So they did this movie, and now it's getting acclaimed, you know?
No kidding. Eh? That's amazing. Okay, if people want to reach you, your website, you have an active website.
It's just franksoda.com.
We're going to close out with a track from, the title track from your album, Saturday Night Getaway. Now, that was one of the albums you did for Quality.
Quality Records, that's right.
Okay, and that was your second album with them?
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Saturday night getaway, from the downtown bazaar. Saturday night getaway, take your dreams far. Saturday night getaway, on the field of the ride. Saturday night getaway, to the
All right, that's it for the episode of the Community Living Show for the half hour, people. We will be back again next week. Take care, everybody. For those of you for the hour show, we will be back with the rest of the show.
Attention, class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
You tune into the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. We're joined by Dan Yard, and he's talking about a possibly of a new show called The Human Condition. Am I right?
That's correct, Kelly. We're going to go for it. We're going to explore different aspects of the human condition, whether it be problems physically, or whether it be problems in society, mm-hmm. Obstacles that people generally are dealing with in living in the world that we live in.
Interesting. All right. Now back to the show. Anything before we go? Any comments before we start our show?
Well, I would just say, do your research, and to all those people out there who are suffering from cancer, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open.
All right, thanks for the advice. Here we go with the continuous on Dan Yard's Human Condition.
After my mother died of cancer in 1993, it opened my eyes to cancer research and the commitment to finding a cure. I had read a revealing article in the Vancouver Sun in Abbotsford Hospital while my mother was dying of cancer in the next room. It spoke about a conspiracy theory between the Canadian federal government and the pharmaceutical companies to keep a certain cancer treatment product called Essiac from becoming available to the public. My brother and myself tracked the product down and had some Essiac shipped to Vancouver from the Maritimes. It arrived bagged as a raw herbal mixture. The instructions were to boil the herbs and then store the mixture in the fridge, a 30-day supply, drinking one cup a day until the mixture was consumed. We received the Essiac too late to save my mother, so my father stored the bag of herbs in the cupboard at home. 3 years later, in 1996, at age 83, my dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer. When he informed us in the family, I suggested he try taking the Essiac since it was sitting there in the cupboard and he had nothing to lose. Besides, I was curious why all the fuss over this herb with the pharmaceutical companies wanting to keep it away from cancer sufferers. My father followed the directions, boiled the herbs, stored the mixture in the fridge, and began drinking a cup a day. In approximately 2 weeks' time, he returned to the doctor for a checkup as requested by the doctor. His checkup was a shocker to his doctor and to all of us in the family. His test showed the cancer was gone. His doctor said, "I don't know what you've been doing or taking, but your tests are showing negative. The cancer is cleared up." My father explained the Essiac herbal remedy to his doctor and that he'd been taking this for 2 weeks approximately, and the reply was, "Well, it seems to have worked. You're cancer free." My father's prostate cancer had been successfully treated in just 2 weeks using the Essiac formula as directed at age 83. I might add, he lived cancer free until his death at age 97.
another 13 years. Upon further research, I discovered that in 2010 alone, over $300 million was spent on prostate cancer research and treatment, $631 million on breast cancer treatment, and $281 million on lung cancer treatment. An astounding amount of money being spent on cancer research and treatment. I was thinking, the pharmaceutical companies are making a killing off cancer, pardon the pun. It's a $124 billion industry, in fact. No wonder they were fighting with the feds to keep Essioc off the market. And the feds? A big tax money grab is involved. Also, the FDA, the government agency which reviews new drugs and approves them, was taking a huge piece of the prescription drug pie. In 2012, the fee for filing a new drug approval, or NDA, to the federal agency which reviews and approves new drugs, the FDA, was $1,850,000. That's just a filing fee. The plot would thicken. 2 years after my father successfully beat cancer with the herbal product Essioc, I got a call from my daughter in Victoria that her mother, my ex-wife, had cancer of the uterus. She was already undergoing chemo treatment, so I stopped by my local health food store in Surrey to inquire about Essioc. 5 years had passed since my mother had died of cancer and since I first heard about the herb, and by then it was available off the shelf in my local health food store. Neatly packaged up in a box, same herbs, same procedure, 1 month supply, $40. So I purchased a box, informed my daughter I was coming to Victoria to bring it to her mother, and when I got there, sure enough, my ex-wife had lost all her hair from the chemo treatments and was looking pale, drained, and thin. "That radiation is brutal," she said. "I've lost my appetite, I can't sleep, no energy, I feel like death warmed over." I told her about Dad's experience with Essioc. She accepted the box, and I returned to the mainland. Her results were the same as my dad's. Approximately 2 weeks into the treatment, her cancer was gone. She said, "I started eating like a horse. My energy came back, my skin tone changed. So I stopped the chemo treatments immediately and went to see my doctor. He informed me my tests were showing negative. The cancer had vanished from my body." Wow, another victory in my family over cancer for Essioc. And it only cost me $40. I couldn't help but think about all the millions of people we have lost to cancer, people who have inspired us in one way or another, including this beloved Jamaican musician, singer-songwriter, who made the reggae style popular, Bob Marley, a very gentle soul and a victim of cancer at age 36.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. Is that all that Peter is told? After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Sky, take away everything and make
make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours unhurt. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Jab, jab.
Stand up for your rights.
Sick and tired of your ism, schism, game, dine and go to heaven in the Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand, Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light,
what you
gonna we gonna do? Stand up for our rights.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You better get
yeah.
up.
All right, so you tune into a special edition of the Community Living Show called The Human Condition. And sitting in with me is Dan Yarta. And, of course, this is a very interesting topic, of course. And, of course, two weeks ago you mentioned about the
diabetes.
Yes, and, of course, as for myself, I'm a type 2 diabetes as well. So.
A lot of people that I have met, it's surprising how many people have been affected by diabetes. Mm-hmm. But again, we're exploring the possibilities of finding cures for all of these ailments. Mm-hmm. And I've always believed that there are natural cures that exist.
All right. Thank you, Dan. We're going to take a break in a moment. This is a Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks and our full-hour flagship station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This Canada Day, celebrate by making a difference with the Run Canada Day at Westbrook Village. This 5K or 10K run in Pacific Spirit Park is the only run-walk event in Vancouver on Canada Day, with a free barbecue and a 4-foot cake afterwards. Register at runcanadaday.com and all the proceeds from the event will be donated to Canadian Diabetes and the BC Children's Hospital. UBC students, make sure to use the promo code RUNWESTBROOK to get a $5 discount off the registration price. Come celebrate and run with your community this Canada Day.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
And welcome back to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. Of course, that is the National Campus and Radio Community Association Networks. Kelly Rayburn here on the controls. Along with me is Dan Yard. And of course, you want to try and do a new show called The Human Condition.
The Human Condition will cover a wide range of subjects. And we invite input from our listeners always. There's a lot of things that people want to talk about out there, so send your information into the Human Condition, care of Dan Yard.
All right, well, we'll leave that to the end of the show anyways to get in touch with you. Anyways, final segment of the show, and we will be right back.
So, well, two cases of cancer in my family taken care of, gone, both in approximately 2 weeks' time. by taking the herbal formula Essiac. I was thinking, well, maybe my mother didn't die from cancer in vain. First, my father's prostate cancer, successfully treated. Then my ex-wife's uterus cancer, successfully treated. That article I'd read that day in Abbotsford Hospital in the Vancouver Sun while my mother lay dying of cancer in the next room turned out to be the biggest eye-opener of my life. It was almost unbelievable that the government and the pharmaceutical companies were conspiring to keep it off the market. By the way, I tried to go back to the Pacific Press archives to retrieve that article, and to my surprise, or maybe not to my surprise, it had been removed. That article from that Saturday Vancouver Sun back in May of 1993 was no longer retrievable. Also, when I asked a doctor in Australia whom I'd been corresponding with on Twitter for his opinion on Essiac, he suddenly stopped correspondence with me and actually blocked me. But my eyes were going to be opened even more as to the power of this all-natural herbal product with regards to cancer when I dropped in to see a friend in Burnaby one day. Mike, actually affectionately called Boat Mike, had a great business going for himself. He worked on people's yachts, did everything from plumbing to woodworking to mechanical. He had customers from Vancouver to Miami, Florida. In fact, people would bring their yachts up from Florida just to get a new deck installed or strip down the interior and rebuild it. Mike was quite a handyman. The day I dropped in to see him, he was white as a ghost, looked like he'd just lost his best friend, or worse. "What's wrong, Mike?" I asked. He replied in a low tone, "I just came back from the doctor. I've got 3 months to live, maybe." "What the hell's up, Mike?" I said. He then told me he had pancreatic cancer. His uncle had died from it. He spoke about cashing in his life savings. He said there is a doctor in Houston, Texas, who operates on this type of cancer. Goes in through your navel, uses a laser. $120,000. Yikes! My mouth dropped. "Mike," I said, "save your cash. Let me tell you about two cases of cancer in my family that were successfully treated using a natural herbal formula." To make a long story short, Boat Mike got on the Essiac program. Now, let me just say that cancer of the pancreas is deadly pretty much in every case. The known survival rate is like zilch. This would be a test for the herbs. So, 3 weeks into the treatment, Mike said he was feeling well enough to go back to work. "My appetite is good. Energy level is getting back to normal." 6 weeks into the Essiac program, the doctor informed Mike his blood test showed negative. The cancer was gone. His pancreatic cancer was healed. He'd missed, maybe 3 weeks of work. Big deal. But he avoided chemo. He'd kept his life savings intact. And best of all, he was off death row. Why did that doctor in Australia block me off Twitter when I asked him what he thought about Essiac that particular day? Well, the doctor in Houston, Texas, who Mike was planning to go see and give him $120,000 of his life savings, never got that money. Because of a herbal formula that cost Mike $40 a box? In this case, he'd gone through 2 boxes of the formula to get rid of his pancreatic cancer, so it cost him maybe $80 and change, instead of $120,000? See why doctors don't want to even hear about Essiac? You're probably wondering, what is Essiac? Let's break it down here. Essiac consists of a carefully worked out formula of 4 principal herbs, which both attack cancer cells and help expel it from the body. Who worked out this formula? Where did the formula originate? And what is the formula? The story begins with a Canadian registered nurse who was born in Bracebridge, Ontario, by the name of Renee Case. At this time, in 1922, Case was 33 years old, and she was head nurse at the Sisters of Providence Hospital in Haileybury, Ontario. One evening at the hospital, she noticed an elderly woman with a badly scarred breast. Upon inquiring, the woman explained she had come from England 20 years before to join her husband working as a prospector in Northern Ontario, and that shortly after arriving in Canada, a hardened mass appeared on her breast. The area of Northern Ontario that her and her husband were camping was inhabited by the Ojibwa Indians, or the Chippewa tribe. Learning of her problem, an old native Indian doctor, or medicine man, if you will, said it was really no problem, for their tribe regularly healed these tumors with a herbal mixture. The Indian doctor offered to help her, but she and her husband said they'd seek out help in Toronto. When they arrived in Toronto, the woman was told she had advanced cancer and would be dead in a short time without surgery. The woman had recalled how a friend had died after a mastectomy, so surgery frightened her. Besides, she and her husband couldn't afford the expensive operation. She decided to go back to the Chippewa medicine man, who gave her the herbal tea with instructions to drink it twice a day. He also gave her the formula. To her amazement, the herbal tea totally eliminated the malignant tumor on her breast. Nurse Case was intrigued and asked if she could somehow obtain the formula. The woman had written it down and gave it to her. 2 years later, Case's aunt was diagnosed with inoperable stomach cancer and was told she would not survive. At that time, latest medical advances offered burning the patient with radium, a precursor to chemotherapy. Nurse Case would not allow this torture on her aunt and gave her the herbal tea. She recovered completely. Case kept helping people who came to her, most of which had advanced inoperable cancer. Based on these marvelous results, 8 doctors in Nurse Case's hospital recommended to the Department of Health and Welfare in Ottawa that she be given facilities to do research on her herbal formula. The response? The government sent investigators to have her arrested. She was threatened with arrest a dozen times, but continued to help hundreds of patients recover from cancers of all varieties. News began to spread and even reached the ears of Sir Frederick Banting, co-discoverer of insulin. When treating one of his patients with diabetes with the herbal tea, her diabetes disappeared. Essiac had somehow stimulated the pancreas to function normally. The healing stories continued and even reached the King of England, Queen Elizabeth's father, King George, who wrote Nurse Case a letter of encouragement. Eventually, Nurse Case was given the British Lion Hotel in her hometown of Bracebridge, Ontario, as a drop-in clinic. The hotel had been repossessed for back taxes. It was sitting empty anyway, so town council decided to come to the aid of their native daughter and her marvelous herbal tea and gave her the hotel. Now, can you give Essiac to pets? My friend Phil's dog had tumors on its paws, and after Phil put some Essiac in the dog's food, the tumors cleared up. It should be noted, in all of these cases of healing I've mentioned here, the cancer never returned, and the patient lived on for many years. My father lived another 13 years cancer-free after getting rid of his prostate cancer, to the age of 97. My ex-wife has lived cancer-free since having her uterus cancer treated in 1999. And, well, Boat Mike is cancer-free too since his treatment in 2002 by Essiac. It seems crazy that by 1938, even though the Canadian Ministry of Health received glowing reports on Essiac, a bill was passed in Parliament calling for fines and jail time for anyone giving Essiac to cancer patients. Paranoia strikes deep. Nurse Renee Case was constantly harassed and threatened. Just before her death in 1978, she eventually relinquished the formula to David Fingard, vice president of Respirin, a pharmaceutical company. However, it was a Dr. Charles Brush who kept the formula true to Renee Case after her death, and the box you purchase today from your local health food store still has her name and picture on it. Now, we at CITR and Co-op Radio are not making claims to a cure for cancer with ESSIAC, but merely passing on information and inviting and encouraging our listeners to do their own diligent research. Some of you may have heard about the lead singer for the Canadian rock group Tragically Hip, Gord Downie, who has been diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer, glioblastoma. Dr. James Perry, head of neurology at Sunnybrook Health Sciences Center, said that Downie had a seizure while visiting Kingston, Ontario, the band's hometown, last September. That's what tipped him off something was wrong. The average survival with this type of cancer is 14.5 months. The Tragically Hip have announced they are going on a summer tour, and Downie will be joining them. Here's Tragically Hip, featuring Gord Downie on The Human Condition, along the NCRA network.
Well, I think that there's a problem here. Her voice just don't sound right. But I left myself on an answering machine. Said I'm back in town tonight. I feel I step out of the wilderness, all squint-eyed and confused. But even babies raised by wolves and know exactly when they've been used. See, when it starts to fall apart, man, it really falls apart. Like boots or hearts, or when they start, they really fall. Fingers and toes, fingers and toes, 40 things we share. But 41 if you include the fact that we don't care. Now you block off most of Main Street for your faith parade. Well, everyone in town now, they probably all agree lying in the bed I made. See, when it starts to fall apart, man, it really falls apart. Like boots or hearts, or when they start, they really fall apart. Well, fall apart.
Tragically Hip, Boots and Hearts, from the album Up to Here. That's the show. That went fast.
Yeah, that was very enjoyable. Always nice hanging out with you, Kelly.
It's very nice hanging out with you, Dan. And before we go, maybe get your contact information about your show and The Human Condition and stuff.
Well, like you that. Can contact me on my email at grooveman, that's GRUVEMAN, grooveman_tunes, TUNES, at live.com if you have any ideas or suggestions for the show. Thank you.
And of course, our email address is communityliving.radio@gmail.com if you like what you hear. And maybe support Dan Yard on an upcoming show. That'd be great too.
Very cool.
And of course, next week we have our reunion show. The original cast members of this show, the Community Living Show, are going to come and talk about some issues, especially the part where we talk about a lot of stuff on the bus pass program. Of course,
put together by the Ojibwa Indians of Northern Ontario, is as follows. burdock root, sheep sorrel, slippery elm, and Indian rhubarb.
Okay, so we had to leave that part there. Okay, so that's the end of the CD. Thank you very much, Dan. And like I said, next week we will be back again for more about our history about the Community Living Show and, of course, the original show that used to be called the Self-Advocacy Show. So stay tuned for that for next week. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks very much, Kelly.
And we'll see you all again next week. Take care, everybody.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10%